If someone wants to carry a handgun legally in Connecticut, they need to apply for a pistol permit from local police departments. And if police deny or revoke that permit, people can go before an appeals board, which has the power to override the police decision. The Connecticut Board of Firearms Permit Examiners receives more than 100 appeals a year and overturns a substantial number of the ones they hear. Last year, more than half of the cases they heard. The board has gotten the attention of lawmakers recently for two reasons. After the Newtown school shooting, the Connecticut Police Chiefs Association called on lawmakers to get rid of the board, citing the high percentage of decisions it overturns. Supporters of the board have argued it was some police chiefs who didn't properly follow the law when it comes to pistol permits. After debate, the General Assembly approved a law that took effect in July, adding two new members to the board. WSHU's Dan Katz reports the board was thrust into the spotlight for another reason, too, after an incident earlier this year involving a woman with a gun at a family restaurant.
In February, police in Newington responded to a call from a Chuck E. Cheese involving an argument between two women who had brought their children to the restaurant. The argument escalated when one of the mothers pulled out a gun.
She racked around into the chamber and held the firearm in a threatening manner.
That's Sergeant Chris Perry with Newington Police.
Through the investigation, it was determined that the female who brandished the firearm actually did have a valid Connecticut pistol permit.
30-year-old Tawana Bourne's local police department initially rejected her application for the gun permit because of two convictions she didn't disclose when she applied in April of 2009. Bourne then appealed to the Board of Firearms, where at a hearing about a year and a half later, Middletown Police Lieutenant Heather Desmond defended the decision to reject her gun permit application.
Two times we had to commit her to the hospital for a mental evaluation, and she displayed knives during those interactions to family members, and at one point a family member applied for a restraining order against her.
Bourne responded, saying she had made a mistake on the application, and she had changed her life in more than 8 years since those incidents.
I was young and had no direction in my life, turned to the streets, ended up selling drugs, and ended up turning to the drugs. After a few years of that, I realized that's not what I wanted to do with my life, and got involved with the church. I started an organization in 2008 to help parents and other adults that were dealing with issues that I was dealing with, and to help them help their children to be better parents.
Then came the cross-examination, which would end up getting a little informal.
You want to cross-examine?
I don't know if it's appropriate. I was just wondering why the applicant wanted the pistol permit, being that year-round children, it's not appropriate.
It's not a relevant question because need is not a criteria.
I was just curious.
I can imagine as an outreach worker, if I were going to answer the question, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because I don't want to have the wrong impression.
That's the board's chairman, Joseph Corradino. He went on to answer the question for her.
If I were going out into tough areas and intervening with people to help them, parent their children or straighten out their lives or something, some of those people are in the position that Ms. Bourne was back in 2001.
Right.
I could see a reason for taking a weapon with me.
Then board member T. William Knapp jumped in.
And she's probably going to walk from her car to the house and from the house back to the car in some areas. I'm just guessing, because need is not an answer and don't even respond to the question.
But you can if you want to. If we're off base, you can correct us.
I think that I'll stay on the safe side and not answer.
The board voted unanimously to give Bourne the gun permit. I recently spoke with board member and former police chief Knapp about the hearing, and he said the board made the proper decision given the evidence presented at the time.
All the negatives on that person were over 8 years ago, and that person had done a lot to rehabilitate and stuff. I think if you look at the total record, I think you can see why the board voted the way it did.
The reason for purchasing a gun was not a question that could be asked of her. As a law enforcement official, do you think that maybe that should be considered when you're deliberating who can have a permit and who can't?
The why they want it?
Mm-hmm.
No. What we do is interpret the law, apply the law. In the law about pistol permits, the legislature didn't put anything in there about the person can only get a pistol permit if they need it for this or if they need it for that. So as it stands right now, any person who is suitable has a right to have a pistol permit.
The problem is with the word suitable, says Mike Lawler, Governor Donna Malloy's criminal justice policy advisor.
The only statutory standard that governs who can and who cannot have a pistol permit or a firearms permit is this notion of quote-unquote suitability. And that has never really been clearly defined.
Lawler says the governor has asked his administration to come up with recommendations on clearer standards for the board, which is currently made up of 7 unpaid members. 3 represent law enforcement organizations, 2 represent the public, and 2 are representatives of gun clubs. The new law stipulates that the governor appoint 2 more members, a mental health professional, and a retired judge. James Jacobs is director of the Center for Research and Justice in Crime at NYU. He says adding a mental health professional should be a positive step for the board. He says around the country, most states use a petition to a judge to handle gun permit appeals.
And these judges would not have any particular expertise in that area. They wouldn't have an opportunity for any feedback on their decision making. So I think the idea of concentrating the appeals process in a statewide board is a very good idea in principle.
If gun laws become stricter, Jacob says the appeals process will play a bigger role in determining who can legally carry a gun. As for Tawana Bourne, her local police department revoked her pistol permit after her arrest in February. She since applied to the board again to get her permit reinstated and is awaiting another hearing in December. Dan Katz, WSHU News.